This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you here tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And we're launching into the third hour here. Plenty of time still for your calls and thoughts. We've been discussing the decentralized Mastodon social media network. And normally there's not a whole lot to say about Mastodon besides it's a cool idea and you can run your own server and that means that it's decentralized and it's federated. We've always had just nice things to say about Mastodon, and then all of a sudden they got political. They decided they were going to weigh in and make a post. I actually have pulled up their actual statement after the so-called free speech platform Gab had launched a Mastodon server. So Gab, for those unfamiliar, was sort of a competitor to Twitter and other social media sites that advertise itself as a free speech platform, even though, of course, they still have some limits on speech, like you're not allowed to threaten other people on Gab. And it did kind of attract a bit of a right-wing audience or right-wing user base, it seemed like. And that is why Mastodon, which is, again, just supposed to be a decentralized social network that is free open source software, has made a statement on their website saying that they are completely opposed to Gab's project and philosophy, which they claim seeks to monetize and platform racist content while hiding behind the banner of free speech. They say Mastodon remains committed to standing up against hate speech. For example, our new server covenant means we only list servers on joinmastodon.org that are committed to active moderation against racism, sexism, and transphobia. The Mastodon community does not approve of their attempt to hack our infrastructure and has already taken steps to isolate Gab and keep hate speech off the Fediverse. Oh, excuse me. Did I say hack our infrastructure? It says hijack our infrastructure.
Oh. I was going to say it was hardly a hack, but
still, both
but it was
harsh.
Hardly a hijack. I mean, as you pointed out earlier, when you start a federated platform, one of the reasons for starting it and one of the known impacts is that anybody can start one, including people you don't like.
That's right.
You know, so methinks Milady doth protest too much.
Let's continue here. We can take your calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We do have more. I'd shared with you the Vice.com story about this, and I did. Did I post that? No, I didn't post that yet. I'll post it to our Mastodon here over at toot.freetalklive.com. It'll also appear at twitter.freetalklive.com and telegram.freetalklive.com. But also we got a story from Breitbart. So you had Vice, which is kind of like the lefty reporting, which is basically claiming that Gab is a platform for terrorists. And that, you know, that the killers, the maniac shooters, would not have been as likely if they hadn't been on Gab. I mean, that's basically the viewpoint that the Vice article has. So we can continue the discussion. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's go first to Jeanette calling in San Francisco, listening online to LRN.FM. Go ahead, Jeanette.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, good. You're on the air.
Good. I'm calling to talk about an experience I had this week with the TSA and how arbitrary their procedures are.
Yeah, please do.
So I was traveling back from Omaha, Nebraska for work, and I'm actively breastfeeding my son. So I had, you know, my breast pump and my breast milk and my ice packs and all that. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't run into any trouble. And then as I was going through security, they said, we need to do a full pat-down on you. And I said, excuse me? But I overheard their conversation. And the reason that they had to do one is because my ice packs were not fully frozen, so the liquid in the ice packs was just kind of swishing around. And I was just like, seriously? And in the moment, I didn't want to miss my flight. I didn't want to fight. So I just said, sure, whatever.
I just want to interject here. That seems like the dumbest excuse, because if that's all it takes to get something through, oh, well, it's totally frozen, so you can go right through. Yeah. Are they saying, what, am I supposed to believe that it's going to stay frozen for the entire time? If you're on a six-hour flight or a four-hour-long flight, it's going to obviously melt. Ridiculous. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead with the rest of the story.
Yeah. And so they asked if I wanted a private screening, and I said no because I just figured that was going to take longer. And, again, I just didn't want to miss my flight. And
I think it's important to do these things in where people can see them. I think that it's actually worth it for people to see somebody getting shaken down and getting this extreme pat down or whatever. So yeah, tell me more.
Yeah, so she didn't take me. So they had to do it. They had to be watched. And I said, well, can at least a woman do it, please? And then I thought in my head, well, I mean, if the woman happens to be queer or whatever, it doesn't really matter. But
right.
In any case, they did it. It took at least 2 minutes. And she was new, so she didn't really know what she was doing. So she had to do a certain section of my body again. And then she explained everything she was going to do before she did it.
Right.
And then eventually I have like this small bump on my back. And so she said, what's this on your back? I said, I have a bump on my back because I have bad posture. There's nothing there. It was just so ridiculous. And then I just felt
that's where I hid the heroin packet underneath my skin, officer.
Right? Yes. Of course, it must be that. What else could it be?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I held up the line for everybody because they don't let anyone through while they're doing these pat downs. But it's just, I just thought
that's not what my experience has been. I mean, maybe they made it look that way, or maybe it was such a small staff or whatever that they actually did hold the line up. But in my experience, there's usually a ton of officers around. And usually they pull one of them over and they kind of, you know, take you to a side and it never impedes in any way. So I'm surprised. Which airport was this?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay, maybe it's a little smaller at Omaha, but I've never had that issue even in Manchester, which is a fairly small. Now, I mean, had this ever happened to you before when you were traveling, this level of scrutiny?
No, I mean, I've traveled with my pump and my ice packs before. That's why I know I've traveled with them unfrozen before. So it just proves how stupid. And it just takes one person to decide, oh, well, these aren't frozen, so better pat her down.
Yeah, it's stupid, it's arbitrary, and as we've seen so many times, and Jeanette, thank you for calling and sharing your story with us tonight. I appreciate it. As we've seen so many times, the TSA fails its own tests. They don't ever release these numbers publicly, but sometimes they've leaked out. They have the TSA red team, and I know we mention this all the time, but it's important to bring it up again. The TSA red team, as they call them, they come through and they bring things through the checkpoints that you're not supposed to have, like bomb-making materials or, you know, weapons or whatever, drugs. Mm-hmm. And they try to sneak this stuff past their agents. And we've seen reports that have said that the released numbers, the leaked numbers, have shown like between 70 and 90% of the, in fact, I think some of them were even higher than 90%. 90% of these things make it through.
Mm.
They fail their own tests more often than they don't fail it. And I don't think anyone should be surprised by those numbers.
Wow.
As invasive as they are, they're still incompetent bureaucrats.
Mm-hmm.
And the other bureaucrats can manage to pull the wool over their heads, can manage to, you know, sneak this contraband through these checkpoints. After all their trainings, after all the iterations of all the people coming through, they're still failing.
Yeah, and we're still losing our freedom.
Yep, it's true. Let's go to Elizabeth and make sure you take your shoes off. Oh, don't forget your belt. Elizabeth in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hello?
I'm going to put you on hold, Elizabeth. We'll come back to you here in just a moment. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, if you sound like a teenage boy tonight, you are going to be given a little bit of extra scrutiny because we are doing a broadcast radio show. And basically, I can't be putting somebody like you on, Elizabeth, toward the end of our segment simply because of the way the technology works that protects our airwaves from naughty words. So, coming up, we're going to talk more about Mastodon and what's going on. The viewpoint from Breitbart, which is a right-wing publication, from what I can tell. So we looked at what Vice had to say about it. What do the right-wingers have to say about this controversy within the Mastodon community? And then at some point, we'll bring Elizabeth on the air and see what she has to say. 855 4 are you excited? 855 450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here if you want to join us. Toll free number 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody.
local.bitcoin.com. This is a pretty brand new platform. It just launched about a month ago, but maybe like 5 weeks ago, early June. And it allows you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash. You can use dozens of payment methods, including PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or you can just meet in person with cash if you want. There's no ID requirements to sign up for the site, which is super awesome because it's getting harder and harder to find websites like that in the cryptocurrency purchasing world. And further, the communications between buyers and sellers on the site are encrypted, so even the site's administrators don't know what's being said. And that's some pretty useful privacy features. You can go to local.bitcoin.com to get started and sign up there. That's local.bitcoin.com. Finally, a global trading platform that actually respects your privacy. And I know Aria, our Monday night co-host, has been having a blast on local.bitcoin.com. She's been selling on PayPal, which is a high-risk kind of area to sell because somebody could do what they call a chargeback and basically claim that they didn't authorize the purchase, and then they end up keeping your cryptocurrency. But she says it's been pretty rare that that has happened, and that it's been working out for her because she's able to charge quite a bit so she can sort of build up a buffer in case some scam artist does hit her. Because you are dealing with, you know, the Internet here, and you're dealing with people who are in many cases anonymous. So you have to keep in mind you don't want to put too much on the line. If you're dealing with somebody who, you know, you haven't asked for their ID or whatever, and she doesn't do that. So there's, you know, different ways that you can do these things. Some you can use more, you know, checking than others. Like, I will sell larger amounts than Aria, but I'm also much more stringent on my requirements for the buyers to be able to purchase. So get on over to local.bitcoin.com and get started buying and selling Bitcoin Cash. As we continue, you can bring up what you want here. Let's bring Elizabeth on the line from Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Elizabeth. Knock us out. I'm waiting to be impressed. Hello? Elizabeth going once. Elizabeth going twice. Well, even less impressive than I'd expected. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Here's a story from Breitbart.com. Rich, we've been talking about Mastodon, the free speech, alleged free speech platform that is now speaking out, its programmers speaking out against Gab. And here's a story from Breitbart. So we got the left-wing view on this. Here's the right-wing view. Mastodon, a theoretically decentralized online platform, is moving to limit the activities of Gab, a social network that closely adheres to First Amendment principles. Mastodon is an open-source social network that theoretically enables a decentralized network of online communities to thrive. Anyone can set up a Mastodon server, appoint moderators, and add it to the network of communities known as the Fediverse. However, although its technology is built around the principles of decentralization and federated content moderation, Mastodon's leadership leans to the left. The project was set up in part because left-wing techies thought content moderation on platforms like Twitter didn't go far enough and wanted to allow left-wingers to create their own decentralized versions of it with tighter banning policies. Now, that's interesting. I don't know if that's true. Was that really their motivation for creating Mastodon? Was that they wanted the ability to tighter regulate content on their servers?
I don't know.
Mastodon is like Twitter without the Nazis, declared Sarah Jeong, who's famous for her racist tweets about white people, in 2017. However, the very decentralized principles that allowed SJWs to set up Mastodon-based communities with trigger warnings and censorship on steroids also allowed free speech platform Gab to create a community based on First Amendment principles. By using Mastodon's open-source technology to provide a new mobile app to its users, Gab would theoretically be able to bypass Apple and Google's anti-competitive bans of its original smartphone app. That's interesting. See, I didn't realize that Gab had actually been banned from the Apple and Google Play stores.
Yep.
I had not heard that story, but it's not a surprise at this point. But with Mastodon, there are several. In fact, I remember when I signed up for it last year, I looked into the number of apps, and I feel like it was more than a dozen different open source Mastodon apps that allow you to log into your Mastodon server. In our case, we're both on the Liberdon server, Rich. Mm-hmm. And so you can download any one of these apps and use it to post to your Mastodon account. Or at least you used to be able to. Well, now, according to Reclaim the Net, Tusky, which is an Android app, and Toot, which is an iOS app, have now blacklisted Gab's domains from their login screens. So therefore, Gab is the one Mastodon server that these clients, these are, again, you know, clients written for this open source platform, so there's a dozen of them, but two of them have decided they're going to not simply even allow you to log in if you're on that platform, if you're on the Gab server. According to the story here, Gab users will not be able to use these apps to access or post from Gab. We do not currently know if any other apps are doing the same. Mastodon itself allows instance owners to decide which domains to block. Most servers in the Fediverse are already blocking Gab domains, and we have done. Oh, this is an excerpt from the Mastodon social post from their programmers. They say, we have done the same at mastodon.social. And you know what? That's fully within their rights, right? Like, this is how the software works. You can disconnect from other instances of it, and that's part and parcel of, you know, the intention behind Mastodon. Like, if you don't like another server, then go ahead and disconnect from it. That's fully within their rights. But the amount of belly aching about this, the amount of effort, all they've done is call more attention to Gab, if anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, basically, it's just so much histrionics. And, you know, I think partially they're afraid of being accused of being Nazi sympathizers, because being social justice warriors themselves, they know the witch hunt atmosphere.
So if they don't do absolutely everything to stop them.
And if they're not nasty about it, then they can be accused of not being good enough social justice warriors. You know, right. So I think there's a lot of CYOA going on here.
Cover your own ass?
That's it.
All of this
That's
comes...
another context in which you can say that.
You can, that's right. they say here, this is again more of the excerpt from the Mastodon official post about this. They say, all of this comes as Gab has tried to work around the blocks that it had faced in launching its apps on Apple and Google's app stores by releasing a new open source Mastodon-based version on July 4th. And making use of the common protocol underlying the open technologies to allow its users to sign onto the platform and use it on their phones as well as on the web. Reacting to Mastodon's restrictive move, Gab's Twitter account said that the Mastodon community was, quote, sabotaging their own app developers with mass flagging and reporting of any app that does not block Gab's domain. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So they're now going after their own. They're eating their own. Mm. They're targeting their own. Well, I mean, they're targeting what were friendly apps, apps that were, you know, just in the app stores to allow you to connect to any Mastodon server, and they're saying, we're going to hit your app with reports if you don't get in line and block Gab.
Mm-hmm.
That is just absolutely outrageous.
It's making me think it's time to get off Mastodon.
There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, pushing for a replacement to the North American Free Trade Agreement, a new trade deal between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada.
The USMCA is also a tremendous victory for, in particular, farmers, because we have had such support. to help dairy farmers right here in Wisconsin, the USMCA stops unfair trade barriers from Canada.
Trump in 2016 became the first Republican to win Wisconsin since Ronald Reagan in 1984. Barry is expected to touch down into Louisiana Saturday as residents prepare for the impact. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy has a message for the residents of New Orleans and the surrounding area.
Don't be stuck on stupid. Get out. If you feel at all at risk.
10 to 20 inches or more expected through Sunday in parts of Louisiana and maybe Mississippi. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. You can join them, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Over at discord.lrn.fm. As we continue here, you can bring up anything that you want. We're going to get into a little bit more about what's going on with Mastodon. Rich, you had just sounded like you were ready to call it quits on the Mastodon platform.
Not necessarily call it quits, but it's very disappointing.
Yeah.
What I'm seeing, and especially disappointing because I've been interested in developing something that would operate by the same protocols as Mastodon and operate within the Fediverse, and so it's very disappointing to see that they've let themselves become politicized by this.
It's not much of a surprise given, you know, what I already knew when I first looked into Mastodon. It didn't take much effort to discover that the people who ran the thing weren't freedom-oriented people.
Mm.
They might have done a good job coding a decentralized, you know, federated social media platform, but it wasn't because they necessarily cared about freedom of speech. The principles that they cared about that motivated them to do this were not necessarily free speech. And, in fact, you can figure this out by reading their terms of service when you... So, like, if you were to go to the Mastodon's official website where, they sort of pitch their software and you can download the software and all that, they have their own instance of their own server that you can join.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the rules on that server are more stringent than what you would see on a platform like Gab, for instance, where the rules on this official Mastodon server are not free speech. They're not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't say, basically in the rules it says, whatever it is it's not legal to say in Germany and France, you can't say on the official Mastodon server. And Germany and France are not known as bastions of freedom of speech.
No, not. They certainly weren't known for that during the Nazi era, and they're not known for it now.
Right. So the people running that server were obviously, you know, leftists, and it was crystal clear that they didn't care about freedom of speech one iota. But that didn't stop me from signing up for the Liberdon server, which has a much more permissive user agreement, uses the same software, because that's the whole point. But it's much more more permissive towards the end user and more interested in supporting free speech and actually having a home for libertarians to come to where they don't have to feel afraid of, you know, being deplatformed for their libertarian opinions. Mm-hmm. So to me, even though I knew that the founders of Mastodon weren't necessarily on board with freedom of speech, that didn't stop me from wanting to utilize the platform on a different server that was more friendly, if that makes sense.
Yeah, the thing that makes me not want to use the platform is it looks like they're now willing to hack the code, willing to spoil any elegance in their product, to hack in special cases for one server that they don't like. And, of course, that's going to expand into more and more and more servers that they don't like. Because if they have any success in stopping Gab people from connecting from Gab, Gab people will start their own Mastodon servers. So this is going to grow. So the number of servers they would have to block is going to grow without bound.
Right.
And they won't. They'll turn the project into a monster if they try to ban them all. So I don't see how they're gonna win this thing.
It's pathetic.
Best case is somebody forks Mastodon and comes up with a free speech, free speech oriented fork.
Liberdon. They could call it Liberdon.
Yeah.
A little bit more here from the Breitbart story. They say because Mastodon is an open source software project spread out among a myriad of independent servers, attempting to censor Gab across the Fediverse is much like attempting to censor Gab across the Internet. To remove Gab from the web, every name server and hosting provider would have to shut them down. And many apparently have. To remove Gab from the Fediverse, every host of a Mastodon server would have to agree to ban Gab. As a result, panicked left-wing Mastodon users are flagging and reporting any Mastodon-based app that doesn't agree to ban Gab. Merely by existing on the network, Gab has triggered a civil war within it. Thanks to Gab, they say, the people behind Mastodon are now at war with their own founding principles of decentralization. In abandoning their founding principles to pursue a strategy of censorship, they have followed in the footsteps of the, quote, good censors at Google. And I gotta say, Breitbart is right with this particular editorial viewpoint here.
Yeah, they're absolutely right. And, yes, Mastodon's hopefully going to have to fork out from under control of these people. That's the only solution I see. If they're going to get this hysterical, you know, how much more hysterical are they going to get as more
the
people they don't like start connecting to the network?
That's why I said in the beginning, was like, what were they expecting to happen? You released a decentralized product for servers that allowed anybody to do a server on this, you know, with you running this platform. I'm surprised it took them this long to figure it out.
And the thing is, unpopular speech is the speech that is the only speech that needs protection. Nobody's out there censoring popular speech.
That's true. You're right about that. If you want to join the discussion here, you are welcome to do that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's see. I did have a little bit more here. Oh, yeah. In other news, by the way, coming up at 10:30 Eastern time tonight, you can join us on our video servers at dlive.lrn.fm and twitch.lrn.fm. And when you do that, we will be talking about Belle Delphine, the young lady on Instagram and Patreon who apparently is selling her bathwater and has allegedly sold out of it. That's a topic that I think we're going to have more fun with on the after show on Freer Talk Live, so stay tuned, or tune back in, I guess, for that at 10:30 Eastern tonight.
Sounds like she needs to bathe more.
We'll tell you about that on the way here. Also, by the way, I do want to invite you to Freedom Fest. That's where I'll be going coming up in, I think we're leaving Tuesday night. We're leaving late Tuesday. Mark and I are going to Vegas at the Hotel Paris from July 17th through the 20th. I've never been to Freedom Fest, but Mark's been to a few of them, and he's given it very good reviews. In fact, it's the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world, and it'll include a theme this year of the Wild West, Liberty and Opportunity, or Lawlessness and Violence. Speakers include Penn Jillette, Lenore Skenazy, John Stossel, Justin Amash, Herman Cain, Glenn Beck, Candace Owens, John Mackey, Kevin O'Leary, Kevin Harrington. Many names here. Grover Norquist, Kevin Sorbo is going to be there. You remember Hercules?
I remember Hercules. Also, yeah. He's starting alongside Knight.
That's Guy. Yep, he's going to be one of the speakers there. Again, July 17th through the 20th. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL. You can use coupon code FTL50 and get a discount, which I suspect is still available, even at this late hour. freedomfest.com/FTL. That's /FTL, like Free Talk Live, at freedomfest.com/FTL. All right, so let's see. The news I wanted to share here, since we were talking about cryptocurrency earlier in the show, and we discussed the Facebook coin. Do you know who the Winklevoss twins are?
I do.
And who are they?
Well, there are a couple of people who, the first I heard of them, they were claiming that Mark Zuckerberg had stolen the Facebook idea from them.
Mm.
And the next I heard of them, they became kind of celebrities in the Bitcoin community and also the butt of some Bitcoin conspiracy theories.
Really?
Or at least, yeah, there was at least one comic video where they had this distraught investor being driven to suicide, and it was just the Winklevoss brothers were just pulling levers to mess with his head.
The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, we'll tell you what the Winklevoss twins have to say about the new Facebook currency coming up here in a moment. And are they going to get involved? It sounds like they might. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain in this radio version of Free Talk Live where you can bring up anything you want to discuss. And you can do that by dialing in toll-free. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody.
Don't forget, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. The Discord server, by the way, is a chat server that is available to you around the clock, 24 hours a day. There are people in there talking about stuff, and it's, you know, kind of free speech-ish. There are certain things that are not welcome in the main rooms, and there have been a couple of people recently who've been trying to kind of push the boundaries on, what can I get away with saying in here? Is kind of the attitude. And it's like, well, if it's a place that's not welcoming to new users, then that shouldn't be welcome there, right? Like, people who are specifically being hostile on the basis of, say, by using a racial slur over and over again, or just spamming, or, you know, being just particularly nasty, those are the kind of people who are going to end up in what we call the toxic user zone on the server. And that is a place where if you want to post not safe for work pictures, you can post them there. That's no problem. If you want to be an awful racist, you can do that there. We will put you in a special user class called Toxic, and the Toxic user class can only access the Toxic user zone. So it used to be that we would just ban those people right outright when we noticed them, you know, violating those rules. But I figured it'd be better to allow them to continue to have the ability to speak on the server just in their own little, you know, play area, if you will. So that way they're not cluttering up the main rooms with their garbage.
You sandbox them.
Exactly. And many of them are willing to stay in the sandbox. People like James from Arizona had been in there for months and had not quit the server, although it does seem that he hasn't been in there for quite a while. Anyway, check out the Discord server. Most of the time, people there are pretty well behaved. And if there's somebody who is undesirable, you can always use the block feature on them over at discord.lrn.fm. So we're talking, to come back around to the beginning where we started the show, we talked about cryptocurrency with Donald Trump coming out against Bitcoin and crypto.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got the news about this Facebook crypto, the supposed cryptocurrency that may be coming out next year, and the Winklevoss twins, who are, as you may know, Rich, they are the founders of the Gemini Exchange.
Mm-hmm.
You familiar with that one?
Yep, and Gemini Dollars coin.
That's one of the stable coins.
Right. Yeah, that's a dollar stable coin.
Correct. It's one of the newer ones. I don't know if it's really caught on yet, but I don't think it's as big as Tether, for instance. But they did come out with that, yeah.
One of my wallets uses it.
Really?
I'm thinking the Exodus wallet that has Gemini dollars.
Okay, I'll have to take a look at that.
As well as True USD and some other stable coins.
So the Gemini exchange is one of the more obedient exchanges out there. Obviously, all the exchanges tend to obey the government, right? Like, that's kind of what they do.
Well, in order to continue to exist, unless they're underground, they have no choice but to do that. So,
well, with the exception of local.bitcoin.com, which is actually not going through jumping through government hoops, because unlike these exchanges, local.bitcoin.com doesn't hold customer funds. So they're not doing any of the know your customer stuff, which is interesting.
Yeah, I wouldn't call them necessarily an exchange. They're something, but
they're like a matchmaker,
yeah.
Almost, you know, finding buyers and sellers who are willing to do business with one another. But in the case of these exchanges, Gemini's probably the worst, one of the worst, probably like Coinbase and Gemini are like two of the worst, most obedient kind of exchanges out there. Gemini's so bad that they actually ran a ad campaign in the streets of New York City. We're talking about like taxicab ads, ads on billboards, ads on the sides of buses. Just all over the place, in the New York Times, just everywhere, where they were just basically bragging about how obedient and how regulated their exchange was. Well, that attitude is continuing here with a story from CNBC.com. The Winklevoss twins are at it again with more bullishness on cryptocurrencies. Despite Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss's tumultuous relationship with Facebook, they were positive on the tech giant's cryptocurrency bet Libra. Tyler told CNBC in an interview in New York, quote, Libra is very positive for crypto. A company the stature of Facebook talking about cryptocurrencies demystifies the word and makes people feel a lot more comfortable, which I don't disagree with. I think it's true.
Mm-hmm.
I think Facebook doing the Libra thing is going to get people talking. It's going to get more people interested in Bitcoin, especially when they find out how much better cryptocurrencies, the real ones, are than the Facebook crypto. The twins, who reportedly had discussions with Facebook prior to the Libra announcement, said they expect other technology heavyweights to launch their own similar products. Tyler said, quote, our prediction is every FANG company. Do you know what that stands for, FANG?
I don't.
I believe it's Facebook, Amazon. I don't know what the N stands for, and then Google.
Oh.
Facebook, Amazon, something, Google. Anyway.
Hmm.
They say, our prediction is every FANG company will have some sort of cryptocurrency project within the next 2 years. Unquote. When asked what advice they would offer Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg as he and his team prepare for next week's Senate hearing, Tyler said it comes down to, get this, cooperating with lawmakers. He said, work with regulators. Talk with them. You know, we definitely went through the front door and we tried to educate the regulators and shape the regulation in a thoughtful manner. Because if you get the regulation wrong, it can stifle innovation. I got news for you. Regulations stifle innovation, period. There's no right form of regulation that's going to help innovation. Certainly, the more they're regulated, the worse it'll be stifled. And there are certainly regulations that are more onerous than other regulations. But to suggest that regulation is somehow a good thing is just total bunk. And
yeah.
this is the position of an individual who benefits from regulation. So even though regulation does restrict the industry and it does restrict freedom to do business, if you are already in business and you're already jumping through those regulatory hoops, then what regulations do for you is they protect you from the upstarts. They protect you from the newbies, the people who don't have a ton of money to hire attorneys to jump through all of the regulatory hoops. That's what regulations do for people like the Winklevoss twins.
Yeah, they keep the entrenched powers entrenched.
And they are the entrenched powers when it comes to cryptocurrency exchanges.
Absolutely.
They're based in New York, which is the worst of all of the states by far. Not only just because they're the worst freedom rating, they're terrible on the freedom charts, but also because New York passed what they call the BIT license back in 2015, and that is a set of regulations that makes it incredibly costly to start up a Bitcoin, not a Bitcoin business in that, you know, you can still be in New York and you can still, like, you know, if you're running a pizza parlor, you can still take Bitcoin as payment. That's not regulated by the BIT license. But anybody that's doing, like, Bitcoin business, meaning like exchanging Bitcoins for dollars and dollars for Bitcoins and like running an exchange and things like that, these BIT licenses are crammed right down your throat. So he goes on, he says, the right regulation allows for innovation to flourish, and we think we've achieved that right balance with New York. Unquote.
Wow.
Whether the twins who now run cryptocurrency exchange Gemini will use the Libra is still unclear. Quote, we'll keep evaluating, but at Gemini we ask for permission, not forgiveness.
Wow.
That has really been our ethos since day one. So that gives you some kind of, you know, look into the obedience mindset of these people running the Gemini exchange.
Yeah, definitely not people I want to be doing business with.
Facebook's Libra announcement raised questions as to whether it would heighten competition with the Winklevoss brothers, who have been relentlessly working since 2014 on bringing new crypto products to the market. Some analysts have pointed out that Libra is similar to the Gemini dollar, a so-called stablecoin launched by the twins last year. Tyler said, quote, we actually think it's a very interesting trade because Libra, as we know it, is a basket. It's tied to assets that are stable, whereas Gemini dollar is a one-to-one peg, so we think that there's a use case for both types of instruments. They are not apples to apples. He says, I think that a Bitcoin-Libra trade pairing or a Libra-Gemini dollar could actually be quite interesting. So I will say this, I do hope to see the Facebook currency get off the ground. I think that, you know, I'm not interested in promoting it or anything like that, but inevitably we are going to be talking about it simply because Facebook's a gargantuan behemoth, and it means something when they're doing this. So we'll continue to bring you updates as time goes on. Rich, you're coming back here in a half hour.
I'll be back.
We're going to do Freer Talk Live. That'll be available on our video streaming platforms, dlive.lrn.fm. You can tune us in there. That's dlive.lrn.fm, and see you then.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.